Getting It Done
with Rosie on the house. Good morning, Arizona. We're here every Saturday morning. We come together as a team. My name's Rosie. My son here, Romy. My wife, sweet Jennifer, across the room across the glass there with Mike Reish, our engineer, all coming together every Saturday morning for 29 years to do one thing: become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you own a home or want to own a home and you've got questions about proposals that you're receiving to get work done and you want to cover that with somebody, give us a call. We'd be happy to cover any proposals you've got. If you've got a job or a project you're trying to tackle yourself, give us a ring. Let's see if we can help you out with that. Romy, I got an email just at the end of business yesterday from Frank. Okay. Now, Frank is a guy that lives kind of up on the 101 in Cave Creek area. And he called me about a year ago and said, I'd like an estimate to put a bedroom above my garage. So you pull up at his house in a cul-de-sac, and he's got the garage that you would drive into with a flat roof on it that goes back, and then the house starts at the back end of that. Well, he wants to come out above that flat part of the garage and put a room addition on. So we gave him an estimate for that last year, and he kind of choked on it. And sent me pictures.
How many estimates do you give where somebody doesn't say, wow, that's half of what I thought it was going to cost?
Not very many. But Frank sent me an email yesterday, pictures of the house, and all the demo work is done. Mm. And now he wants to know the nailing pattern for the 2x4s and the shear panel and how to hang.
He's taking it on.
And how to hang
go,
the ledges.
Go, Frank, go. All right.
All right, Frank. This may be more of a project that I can help you with, you know, over the telephone or over the radio. We may have to do a job site visit here and do a little bit of coaching. But if you've got a project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we show up every Saturday morning to do this radio show and answer your questions. All you do is dial the toll-free number. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will pick up the call, get your name, where you're calling from, and what the question is. Like right now, we've got Jake calling from Goodyear with a paint question. We're going to get to Jake here in just a minute. And we'll get to you as well, but you'll have to call to get in queue. 1-888-767-4348. The easy way to remember that is 1-888-MY-NAME, 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE-4-U, because that's what we are. We are here for you. Before we get to Jake, Romy, can I have just a couple minutes and do like a help wanted ad? Romy, do you know anybody in our network that isn't hiring right now? Mm. Nobody. If you're driving around and you're a tradesperson and you listen to the show so that you can, you know, call me Monday and tell me what I got wrong on the question and answer period of the show, you're driving around in the air conditioning truck, the electrical truck, the plumbing truck, whatever it is, roofing truck, and maybe you're not as happy where you are working as you'd like to be. Maybe you have a job, but you don't have a career. I can't encourage you enough. When you get home, log on to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. And if you're a roofer or you're an air conditioning tradesman or you're an electrician or a plumber or anything.
Someone just graduated high school.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Okay.
I want them to call me.
Hey, you know what? I have a caller online, too, who wants to know. She heard you talking about this last week.
Yes.
And wants to know how to help her nephew. How to direct him in this. You want to pick her up online too?
Okay.
See if you can.
Okay, sure. Pick her up. Let's talk to her.
What's your name, ma'am?
Susan.
Okay, and your nephew's name?
Pardon?
And your nephew's name?
Oh, Michael.
Okay.
All right. How old's Michael?
He is 20.
Okay. So,
he just decided that college isn't for him and he wants to become a welder. And I told him what I heard you say, and I thought, wow, welding sounds like one of the least lucrative things you could do based on what Rosie was saying, but I didn't want to tell him that because I really don't know, and I wondered what advice you would give to him, because I really think he would be a perfect person for the kind of training that you're describing.
Well, is he here in town?
He actually Des Moines, Iowa, but I think he'd be willing to relocate. I also urged him to look into apprenticeship programs in Iowa,
yeah,
if that's what he wants to do.
And I'll tell you what, Susan, if you want to email me at rosiellenouse.com, his contact information, depending on where he is in Iowa, I know lots of great contractors in Iowa. And I tell you what, I've just finished touring the country. I was Atlanta, Charlotte, Chicago, New Orleans, Oakland, Austin, Boulder, Denver. There isn't any place, Washington, D.C., there isn't any place I've been that isn't in desperate need for talent. And they'll train, and they'll do the internship. They'll get them set up in the tools. They'll teach them the trade. And welding can be a very lucrative occupation. In fact, if he has an adventuresome spirit and he really wants to do something trick, learn underwater welding, and he'll make a fortune.
Well, Rosie, I'm from that area, and the welders in Iowa, with all those windmills that go up out there, yeah. I mean, there are tons of these wind farms out there, and those guys make great money out there. I know a couple guys that are welders that make a great living.
They do. They do. And they get to work outside, and they get to work in all the view locations climbing up the windmills, right? That's the only place you get a view in Iowa, right?
Yeah, exactly. it's what a lot of guys did. You know, they went, you know, farming is a tough industry,
yeah.
And to supplement their income, they became welders, and a lot of guys became better welders than the guys in town, and they started working on the windmills.
Well, I can't tell you how desperate the trades are for good people, and it is a great career. If you're not cut out for college and you don't want to start your career tens of thousands of dollars in debt based on tuition, consider the trades. And I'll tell you, at Rosie on the House Remodeling right now, if you've got tools and you've got some basic carpentry skills and you want a career as a tradesman, give us a call. Give us a call during the week. If you can take small projects and get them done, we're in desperate need of a guy with tools or a gal with tools. We'd love to have a gal in the field with us. A guy or gal with tools that can handle small projects. We are, right now, I'm telling people that are looking for us to do small projects that we are months out. We just can't get to it. So y'all give us a ring, and you can ring the toll-free number.
And even if you're not convinced you want a career in the trades, you know, you can get on-the-job training and learn a skill set and pay your bills while you figure it out the next couple of years where you want to end up.
Absolutely. So
there's a big hiring demand right now, and the prices are good.
Here's what we're going to do. Let's go to Jim with the paint question, okay, and get him taken care of. And then when we come back, we'll have to do a little commercial break. And then I want to go to the interview that you guys did with the Briggs & Stratton people up in Las Vegas, okay? Sound like a winner? We got a full bank of calls here, but let's get to Jake first. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning.
How can I help you, man?
I'm just trying to get educated. I'm just getting ready to have the house painted, but
okay.
The flashing when they repair on stucco, is there any way to prevent the flashing?
To prevent now, there's the flashing, the color flashing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know where you made the repair.
Yeah, and the repair is like where the stucco cracked and somebody caulked the crack.
Correct.
Okay. Well, generally what we would do, Jake, to hide that a little bit is where I will encourage my painters is you walk up to the stucco wall and it's cracked. And you have to decide if it's the width of a pencil lead or the width of a pencil. If it's a pencil lead, then that's just a shrinkage crack. And all you'll do is go in there and take an air compressor and blow out all the loose granules of sand and broken off cement and stuff. Get it all nice and free of debris. Then you go in there and you caulk it with a elastomeric caulk. And then you take a handful of sand and you just spread it over that caulk joint. Take a damp sponge, damp it all in there, and it virtually disappears. At that point, then, when you're getting the paint put on, you do two coats, including back roll, and it's invisible. It's absolutely virtually invisible. So the sand on elastomeric caulk is a trick. They actually do make textured elastomeric caulk. Now, you'll have to get to a specialty paint store to get it. Any professional painter that you're getting a quote from ought to be able to have access and resource to that. And you can repair those and not have it flash. So there you go.
We appreciate the call. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When we clear a line, that's your opportunity to get on the line if you have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin. This is the open line hour for you, the Arizona homeowner, to ask any question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, including Andrew in Avondale wants to talk about remodeling. Kim in Heber wants to talk about refinishing. And, wow, what a great day to be in Heber right now. I almost just the name Heber, I can smell pine and forest. And we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. We do have, as Rosie mentioned, an interview we'll have with Briggs & Stratton. We teased a little bit in the 7 o'clock hour. You know Briggs & Stratton is the gas engine, small gas engine manufacturer. But everything we've talked to Briggs & Stratton about at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas this month was non-gas equipment. They've got some very cool products out on the market. We'll be talking about, we also knew from Franklin Sensors. You've heard us talking about them for a few years, and they've got a new product line that we'll be covering as well, all here at Rosie on the House.
I want to talk to y'all that are shopping windows right now.
The National Hardware Show put on annually in Las Vegas by the North American Retail Hardware Association, that's a mouthful, brings together manufacturers like Ames that we had highlighted last week, the oldest tool manufacturer in America, Briggs & Stratton, the oldest and the standard and small gas-powered engine is who we talked to or who we're highlighting this week with their new product line by Snapper. Check this out. Still in the Briggs & Stratton booth, but now with Troy Blewett, who's got a brand new line called the Snapper that, you know, Dan sold me on a power washer, Dan sold me on a generator, now you've sold me. This stop cost me a lot of money, Troy.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of good products coming out of Briggs & Stratton. The Snapper XD lithium-ion battery-powered handheld products are just another one that we brought to market this spring.
Why lithium-ion? Every time you hear about a battery-operated something, it's lithium-ion. What's so special about lithium-ion? What is lithium-ion? Why is it special?
Well, it really gets rid of all the maintenance issues that you have with lead-acid batteries. So it's much more reliable, they're much lighter, and you don't have any of the fuss or mess that you have trying to maintain a lead-acid battery.
Now, I've seen 18-volt, 24-volt. What have you got here?
We've actually got an 82-volt lithium-ion battery here. As Briggs & Stratton, we're a provider of power. You've known us for a long time with air-cooled engines, but we're a provider of power. So we didn't want to be outpowered here. We believe that 82 volts, not only is it the most powerful in this kind of product segment, but we believe that people that are looking at larger batteries and for these kind of products are going to be too heavy. So we think we have the right balance of power and flexibility for someone that's operating these products.
And what are these products? What are you strapping or plugging an 82-volt battery into?
Absolutely. We start with a 21-inch walk mower. It's a push mower, but steel deck. And then the other four products, we have a string trimmer, we have a leaf blower, we have a chainsaw, and we have a hedge trimmer. Research shows that for the most part, after somebody buys a walk mower, the next piece of outdoor power equipment they buy is either a string trimmer or a leaf blower. So those are part of this five product grouping.
And what I love about the electric side of it is where I live, I'm about 20 minutes away from a gas station. And the last thing I want to do when I'm ready to mow is realize, you know what, I'm out of gas, or I'm pulling out the winter mower and I'm changing to the summer mower and I forgot that I left gas in there and it's gunk and now I've got to spend all this time draining it. I just got to go pull this battery off the charger and go.
Absolutely. Incredible convenience with these products. All of the products have a runtime of at least 30 minutes, and that's when you have a full load on them. And the battery takes the 2 amp hour battery takes 30 minutes to recharge. So if you have two of them, you have infinite power for these products.
Let's say I start with the Mowrey, as you mentioned, then I move to the trimmer. I don't have to buy another battery with the trimmer. I could use the same battery on both.
That's absolutely right. If you were to buy a walk mower, one of our options is a walk mower that comes with two 2 amp hour batteries. And so once you've got that, you really don't need another battery. So we call them skins, if you will, but you can buy the product with or without the battery.
Where do I go to find these?
You would go to any Briggs & Stratton dealer. You can go to a Snapper dealer if you have a local Snapper mowing dealer. But they're neighborhood Briggs & Stratton dealers, and they have access to carrying all of these products.
We put all this information on one central blog post, rosieonthehouse.com. Just click on the blog. It's the second post now, the National Hardware Show. And that is a living, breathing blog because it's going to take us 4 or 5 weeks to finish dissecting this all and putting it online. And you know, a lot of the stuff that we came back with aren't even things that are in production yet. So
that's what's cool.
Yeah, just all the ideas that are coming to life and the products that will be on the market. So
well, we've got Art, Ron, Andrew, Tom, and Kim all on hold. Let's see how many callers we can get to and answer some questions. Kim, good morning. You're up first.
Good morning. I have a question. There's a cabin in Heber, and we're starting to do some deck work today, and I'm meeting a handyman there, and it's about 180 feet by 10 feet surrounding three-quarters of the cabin. And I want to make sure, as a supervisor and a helper, that I'm watching for the right things. I know there's some boards that need to be replaced. We're getting ready to sell the cabin, so we want it not only visually appealing, but structural integrity is also important to us. So I just want to make sure that I'm watching for the right things and getting the right bid from the handyman that's meeting me up there today.
Well, you know, in replacing any of the wood, make sure he's using a zinc-coated exterior-rated screw, not just a simple blackout drywall screw, which a lot of guys try.
Or nails.
Or nails. Make sure it's all screwed down with an outdoor rated deck grade of screw fastener. We like to see that material, that wood, sanded really well. You may or may not, depending on the degree of its weathered condition right now, have to power sand that with a big power sander. Once you get it down to where it's, you know, all the rough splinters and edges and surfaces are taken down and it's to a smooth spot, we like a penetrating oil, a product made by the Flood Company. It's called Wood Life. Is a great product.
It's owned by PPG now, isn't it?
It is.
Nice.
In any of the PPG paint products rated for that in particular, just make sure it's a penetrating oil, not a topical treatment, because it just won't last. It's not worth the effort. We tell people, get a penetrating oil on wood. You hit it about 3 times real good in the first year, and then about every other year after that. Kim,
now,
thanks for the call.
If she was just starting to build one, would you tell her wood or composite wood like a Trex?
I'd tell her to look at the composite seriously.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.
You know what I'm really excited about? With this National Hardware Show for Father's Day here in the next couple weeks.
Oh, yeah?
You've heard us talking about it before, but we will be bringing our e-commerce store online.
Rosie on the House e-commerce store.
Yes.
Okay.
And when we review a product, you'll be able to go online, buy it from the store, and have it shipped to your home. A lot of these products aren't big enough to get into Amazon's or box stores, or box stores have deals where they only allow so many variety of a tool online, okay, or they don't have inventory for it. So we'll be able to help great startup products get to market on things we've tried and tested. Or it might be a new product, an old product with a new revision. Well, the first thing that's going in that store are American-made flags.
Okay.
So on days like today, now Armed Forces Day, if someone doesn't have a flag or they've got a tattered one that needs to be retired, they know that they can go to rosieonthehouse.com, click shop.
I love it.
Order a flag, and no, it's not going to say made in China on the tag when they get it. It's going to say made in America.
All right. Very good. Very good.
We'll also have five featured tools you can get for your father for Father's Day, tools that Rosie and I have in our toolboxes and take everywhere we go. If you are currently serving in the military, no matter what branch, we thank you for your service. And tonight, our buddy Dylan Vicka, his Homes for Wounded Warrior fundraiser, evening golf events taking place. So they do a great job raising a lot of money to build homes for wounded warriors.
Fantastic. Every line is full right now. Let's see if we can get to a couple callers.
Tom in Peoria, welcome.
Hi, Rosie.
Hey, man.
Hey, I have a problem. I'm trying to cut my energy costs for the summertime. And, you know, I've upgraded my air conditioner and I've had my ducts checked. I'm trying to figure out what I can do about my pool. Our kids are out of the house, and my wife and I really don't use the pool. You know, again, I've got to run this pool pump, like, you know, 8-10 hours a day because we get the tree, you know, the debris in the pool.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, we're not using the pool. So I wonder if you have any suggestions or any options.
Well, you have a couple options on reducing the energy cost of swimming pools. Of course, if you want to keep the pool, you just have to make sure you've got the new high-efficient programmable pump, okay? If you don't want to keep the pool, then we've got several options for you, one of which would be drain it and build a deck over the top of it. And that's by a company called Deckover right here in Phoenix. They are Rosie certified. And then the area below the deck now, which is kind of like a basement, he actually builds it out to where you can use it for storage facility. Okay? So take a look at Deckover would be one of the options.
And you now have that usable space. If you wanted to just retire it without draining it, Solar Safe pool covers will make an industrial strength cover to go over the top of it. You can see pictures on their website of, you know, their entire crews standing on it.
You can actually stand on it.
Yes. Oh yeah. I mean, they've got 10 men standing on it.
That's like standing on a
waterbed.
Waterbed. You know, it's not a solid surface.
But it
so
just shows
all the stuff from the trees.
Right. It shows the strength, the structural strength of it. You don't have to worry about, you know, somebody falling through that cover. And in that case, he's got a video on there where he did a year-long test of running the pool pump, because you still do have to run that pump from time to time. But it was like $1.08 a month to run the pump.
Oh, I like that number.
So past the cost of the cover, it drops your pool expense down to you know, less than $15 a year.
So there you go, Tom. Oh. There's three great options. If you want to keep it,
That cover one was, what was the name of that company?
Solar Safe Pool Cover.
Oh, okay. All right. Now let me check that out.
And you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com, Tom.
Oh, okay, great. All right, thanks, Rosie.
Okay, man, thank you. Have a great weekend.
In the pool category. And the reason for the solar is, even if you don't want to retire it, it's a great cover to use all winter long, and it heats up the pool through the solar components that he adds to it, the solar thermal heat, so you can start swimming in it a couple months early.
Nice.
Or a couple weeks early from it being heated up.
All right. Let's see if we can get Andrew from Avondale real quick. Andrew, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I heard you talking about the garage expansion earlier, and I watched The Home Hunter on Sunday mornings at ABC.
Okay.
And I was wondering, what three questions should people be asking when deciding whether to expand or buy new? And have you ever thought about having Tiffany Hunter on your show?
I haven't.
I don't know. I don't watch TV. I don't.
Yeah,
know
I don't watch. I don't watch enough of the TV to know. But it's not that I don't. I don't
anything against her. We don't watch it. We don't know.
But when you're contemplating remodeling or buying new, there are so many things that need to be considered as it relates to any one particular project, Andrew. You know, one of the biggest things that can go wrong, of course, in a remodel is you pick the wrong contractor. So, and I will tell you that contractors go out of business because they're too busy. And they never go out of business and leave just one person hanging. They leave five or six people hanging. So you've got to be extremely careful right now about who you select as a contractor. At the very least, they must be licensed, bonded, and insured. If you really want to put them through a complete filtering process, go to rosieonthehouse.com. And under the DIY Q&A section, there is a consumer's guide on how to pick your remodeling contractor. And if homeowners would follow that consumer advisory, we would have one-tenth the number of problems that we have in contractors going out of business, leaving homeowners hung out to dry. So, again, it's rosieonthehouse.com. The consumer alert, how to pick a remodeling contractor. For every hour you spend screening your contractor, it could save you a week of misery because you picked the wrong company. All right? So proceed with caution and feel free to give me a ring anytime. But the financial consideration of whether or not you should do one or the other, put the house up for sale and go shop for a new one or remodel your existing one, has so many implications as to what kind of project, what kind of investment, what's your equity in the house, what's your plans for living in the home, will your lifestyle change significantly in the next 5 to 10 years. We do a whole analysis with you on that to make that decision. So we feel like my friend Tom Riley up in Prescott. What does he say, Romy? The house of your dreams is the one right under your feet. That, man, I wish I'd have thought of that line.
It's true. If you like the location you're in, there's nothing over the course of time and planning that you can't convert that into.
That's right. All right, let's see if we can get to Ron in Mesa. Then we have Art in Phoenix and an open line. If you'd like to jump on board, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Got a quick paint question. I live in a manufactured home that's 18 years old.
Okay.
And it's been painted a couple times. The last time was 4 years ago. And the east wall, which is the sun-facing wall, is starting to get bubbles in the paint. And several of my other neighbors are having the same problem. And, of course, when you live in a retirement community, everybody's got their own idea how to do it. So what... Some say scrape the bubbles. Some say get a sander and sand the whole wall. What's your suggestion?
Well, are the bubbles the size of quarters, the size of oranges, or the size of basketballs?
Quarters is a good sample, yeah.
Okay. And if I were to take a 1-inch putty knife and just scrape one of them off, can I then reach behind that bubble and the paint that's still on the wall, grab it with a pair of needle-nose pliers and peel it away? Or is it just that bubble?
It's just the bubble.
Okay.
I've had a couple of them burst, and the prior color, I think it was gray or something, but anyway, it's right there, you know.
Okay. Well, I would tell you that a good scraping and a good sanding, I'd like to take a look. I'd like to have a painter I trust take a look into why we're having this particular problem. Is it over stucco or is it over a wood siding?
Wood siding.
Okay.
Is it?
It's not just right over every single nail head, is it?
Oh, no. It's sporadic, you know.
Okay.
And what some of the people have said is because there was no moisture barrier put under the wood when the house was built. Does that make sense?
It's a slight possibility, a very slight possibility.
Oh.
What is the age of the home?
18 years. Yeah.
That wouldn't be my first point of looking for the problem. That's for sure.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, if it was happening next to a wet area specifically, like the outside wall of the master bathroom or the shower area or the kitchen wall, maybe. But if it's the outside wall of the living room or a bedroom or something like that, I doubt that that's probably the problem.
Yeah, basically it's the side that face the sun comes up in the east, and that's the east wall that probably gets sun 50% of the day.
Yeah.
And everybody seems to be having the same problem, whether the house faces east or west or north or south. But I just wondered if there was a simple solution.
Well, there probably is. I would get, again, I'd get you to our website, Rosie on the House, and that we've got a couple painters that are Rosie certified in the Phoenix market, and get our painters out there and have them take a look at it and let them come up with a theory. It's like one of those things. Once you see it, it might be a little bit more obvious of what you're dealing with, what the problem is, and we can take it from there. But you're going to want, you know, the proper preparation done prior to repainting the job, but that should be something that you can lick and not have it recurring over and over and over again. And then once you solve it, then you're the genius of the retirement community, and then you're going to have a line of neighbors at your front yard coming for all kinds of guidance. You'll be able to just, like, be the king of the community. So, Ron, there you go, buddy. I wish you the very, very best. You should be able to solve that problem.
We appreciate the call. That opens up a line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Readers of our weekly email newsletter that goes out on Thursdays. It actually went out Friday morning this week. Already know this week's topic was on cabinets and how to, you know, redo your kitchen without having to redo your kitchen. Things you can do to increase the value, or the, you know, sometimes things just get worn down and need replacing or updating, and we have one of those options was cabinet refacing, and we brought on our local native of Superior, Arizona, Ray Hernandez, just to talk about options in cabinet restoration before you get to work with a sledgehammer. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Romy. How are you doing today?
We are doing well. Thanks for taking time. I know you were on an estimate earlier this morning. I know you're in the shop right now. No rest.
No rest, exactly.
In a busy economy.
Absolutely. And enjoying every minute of it.
Yes, sir. Amen. Well, talk listeners through the process of what a good quality craftsman can do to restore or update just dated cabinets without having to go through a complete demolition and rebuild of their kitchen.
Okay, absolutely. And the thing is the reason why a lot of our people contact Ray of Light is typically is they're just tired of the worn out cabinetry and they're wanting a new makeover. A lot of the cabinetry have been conditioned, cleared, and now have ambered or turned yellow. So there's a lot of cabinetry out there that has that honey oak or yellow tone to their cabinetry. And basically the process that Ray of Light does is we strip sand to bare wood. That is the most important process of Ray of Light, is taking the finish completely off and taking it down to bare wood. Once we get to that that level, we could do anything at that point. And what Ray of Light likes to use is the old-fashioned oil-based wiping stains. And we use stain dyes to make different custom colors. Nowadays, the gray tones are very popular. But we're able to stain that bare wood, and then we go over whether it's glazes to do a custom technique, and in order to provide the homeowner with a great design. But everything is clear coated in lacquer. Our main goal is to do a finish like we never existed, if we never came into the home. So the exterior of the cabinetry is basically a restoration of the exterior of the cabinetry. So that's basically the process that we do. And again, going a little further into it, the doors and drawers are removed from the home and taken to our shop. And then from there, we bring the designer or the residents over, and we do our custom finish to their desire. Again, unlimited colors and unlimited techniques that is what we offer.
And so how do you pick from unlimited?
Well, exactly. Believe me, something that we've kind of created. Sometimes it could be a mess for us, because we can, working with stained dyes and the oil-based stains, we literally can make any tone, any hue of any color, whether it's a lacquer opaque or a stain. A lot of individuals come in with a cabinet, a piece of wood, and they want us to match, and we can do that, being that we're working with the same materials that are new cabinetry or furniture. We do not use water-based paint. We do not brush and roll. So we're using the actual material that new custom cabinets or furniture is used. Able to match dead on.
It looks good, Ray. I'm kind of laughing under my breath here, because I've gone onto your website as the interview has progressed, and in the before and after kitchen gallery, I recognize a lot of these kitchens. A lot of times when I'm on a job and the cabinets are in pretty good shape, I ask him, I say, why are you going to pay me all this money to tear them all out? Call Ray. I recognize about five kitchens here, Ray. So good.
Yeah,
job.
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of these homes that we're working on, Rosie, were built during the
oh,
big
yeah.
boom here. The housing industry.
Ray,
thanks. So the cabinetry, the bones about it.
Yeah. Well, Ray, thanks for joining us. Y'all, if y'all want to see his work, get to Rosie on the House, click in cabinets, and hit search, and go to Ray of Light's website. It's phenomenal. It's beautiful.